Please take your seat. Sit down.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we could please ask you to return to your seats. Thank you.
I am a word woman. I am Marianne Glover, and I currently serve as associate minister of First Christian Church Disciples of Christ, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I am a word woman. My name is Kathy Austin Molly. I am a United Methodist clergywoman serving Hamlin United Methodist Church, and I am one of the co-chairs of this event.
Hi, I am a word woman. I am Marlene White Rabbit Helgemo, and I'm currently an ELCA pastor serving a United Congregation, All Nations Indian Church here in South Minneapolis. I have been delighted to serve on the scholarship committee and also to be a part of the Native American hospitality, welcoming you to our region.
Hello, I'm Mary Kay Sauter, and I'm currently a seminary student at United Theological Seminary, and I am the other co-chair and have had the wonderful gift given to me of being part of this group of 140-plus people who have put this together. And we welcome you in joining our journey this evening.
My God dreams are rare and powerful. I awake knowing that I have been in the presence of the divine. She always leaves a message that I dare not ignore. Just before Lent of this year, in the midst of personal struggles and change, in the midst of change and redefinition in our annual conference, and feeling overwhelmed by the task of co-chairing this event, I dreamed. Surrounded by many women, mostly unfamiliar yet caring faces, they encouraged me to push out the boundaries of my life and to jump off into the darkness. Assurance of the rightness of this daring act was more felt than spoken. In faith and with the assurance that I was in the presence of the divine, I jumped. It was wonderful, that floating feeling in the darkness. Today, I have landed on solid ground on this platform. This is right. And we gather, almost 2,000 of us, women and men, pushing out the boundaries of our lives, our traditions and our understandings of the divine and community and the church and creation. We come from all over the world, 28 countries, all 50 states in the United States, to enter into theological dialogue together. I invite you, we invite you, to join us in reimagining. The spirit of reimagining is in each of our experiences. We invite you to enter the process of music and art, dance and the spoken words, even if it feels funny or awkward or strange to us at times. We are midwives of the new life that will be born from our work and our struggles, our tears and our laughter, our quiet reflections, and our joyful celebrations. What we do will make a difference in the world in which we live.
Okay. I'm Carla DeSola, and I'm excited by that. I think that when we move and pray, what we do really will make a difference too. And I'm here to encourage you tonight to dance, to give a full-bodied expression to our prayer over the ritual of the next few days. When I see people moving in a shy way, I want to say to them, you are full and rich and beautiful, and I want you to dance who you are so that we can dance and know who we are as a whole community together. I really encourage that. In God we live and move and have our being. Feel your being. Just feel your being. This being is sacred like the earth. I touch my being and I touch you. When we really move in an integrated way of body and soul together, we know who we are on a deeper level, and knowing who we are, we can garner that power and energy into our prayer. It becomes the full expression because we're in touch with our deep self, and we release the spirit into the world. We become like Sophia, a tree of life for the healing of ourselves and the nations. We'll dance.
Oh, thank you. Hi. Now, this might feel a little strange, but I want you to do it because it sort of tells you what we're going to be doing. You ready? All right. It's called a gibberish. But with a gibberish, you have feelings, you have emotions, you have feelings of love and hate and hope and fear. All of that is involved in singing, too. Now, I want you to do one more with me. Now, listen. Spadosh! Come on. Excellent. So my kai. Spanish Inoska. Splabda. You know what singing is? Singing is more than mere rhythm. More than pitch, it's more than lyrics, it's more than chord progressions. What we feel when we sing can't be codified. Singing intensifies that special sadness. It intensifies that longing, that determination, or that great, great joy. And in this reimagining community, we are invited to sing in community. It's the most powerful expression of our being. So let's celebrate each other. Now say this, celebratia. Let's celebrate in song. Yes, we will sing on.
Thanks, Joe. Well, this is the hard one because I need you to do this so quickly and come right back to this lovely quiet. And I only have 8 minutes to do all I have to do, so I'm going to have to ask you to work very fast and not talk a lot about it. What I need you to do is completely clear the table except for the basket and put everything else and the paper. I want the basket and the paper on top, even the tablecloth, put it underneath. You're doing great. Spread the paper out till it covers the table. Okay, we have about 30 seconds left. If your table is behind, help each other to hurry up. Okay, if you can quiet down. For the tables that haven't got the paper out, let's move right along here. My job is, I think, the hardest one of anybody, because I've got to transform you immediately into very confident people in this media. All right, why are we scribbling? That's what we're going to do. We're going to scribble because this is a conference on reimagining, and we could think of no more interesting way to help you reimagine than try a very different tool. So, each of you has your own toolbox. If you don't have it out yet, take out that box of crayons. That's yours. All right, pick out your favorite color. Pick out your favorite color. And make a mark, any mark you want, on that piece of paper. All right, now look at what everybody else at your table has done. Notice, nobody else made a mark like yours. All right, try it again. Make another kind of mark, maybe with a different color. Close your eyes for just a moment. Think of how you felt when you walked in this room, and see if you can make a mark that feels like the way it was when you walked in the room. See if you can make a mark now that has another feeling, perhaps the feeling for the people you've left behind. Okay, now it's time. You may keep scribbling all the time I talk, by the way, but it's time to start thinking about another problem here. Because I'll bet some of you at those tables have this tiny little voice inside that says, "This is silly. You can't do this." Well, welcome. That's the inner critic. And we have to deal with that inner critic, the one that says, you're no good. So in either big letters or maybe smaller ones so you don't use up all the paper, will you write down secretly in front of you all those words that would keep you from enjoying this? Do it now. And if words aren't so good for you, do scribbles. Now you're not done. I know you're not done. But this is a clue for what to do when those feelings come up. You got two choices here. One of them is you can tear it out and throw it on the floor. Tear out those words that aren't useful and tell them that they can't be part of you. Or take a crayon and scrub them out. Banish them. Now we're going to do something a little harder. I'd like you to stand up and walk to a different place at your table with your crayons. Okay, now that you've found a spot, don't sit down. We're not going to be there that long. Will you make some marks beside your neighbor's mark? Just make some of your marks there. Try making some marks that start out very tenderly and become very hard. Okay, move to another place with your crayons. Okay, try making a mark using the side of your crayon. That means the side of your crayon. That means you might have to peel it. And the last thing, you'll need to be back at your own place for this one. For this one, this is a very interesting one because I'm going to ask you to pick out a part of the drawing to cover up. Now, if there's no part you want to cover up, make a mark you'd like to cover up right now. okay? Now, take another color and cover over that one. Can you see what happens? It peeks through. You've layered it. Well, you've all been such good artists that you've used almost the whole paper already. So you either can turn it over and start again after I leave the stage, or you can keep layering. Now, I want to say a few last words, and I need to do this with you listening. You can draw, but listen. Everybody has full permission to draw at any point during this conference. In fact, you are encouraged to. And lest you forget, my friend Wynn Ray up on the stage and I will be painting, just like you are doing. Secondly, this is not about making sense at all. It's about honoring a process, an imaginative process, a new way of thinking. At the end of each session, you will be asked to discern what you find valuable to keep and what you would like to get rid of. It's symbolic, of course, of what we're doing here in this conference. And we will continue to build this drawing each day. You will get fresh paper each day to work on until we get at the end a rich and beautiful piece that's your piece, your table's piece. Now, how do you do this? Well, it's kind of like fishing. When I fish, I love to go to the end of the pier with a drop line because I like the way that the fish nibble at it, you know, and they bump into the line. And you can feel it really coming, and then you start to fish. And that's how it is when I draw this way. I just sort of drop the line in. And at some point, something will get very interesting to me. And I go fishing. So I want to invite you, as you draw, to be alert to that moment when intuitively you know you're into something. And go with it. I have one last request. Nobody knows this, but these are a disaster on carpets. So I'd like to ask you all to help me in two ways. When you see a crayon on the floor, pick it up. And secondly, there'll be little crumbly bumblies that come off of it as you draw. Will you be careful that those get disposed of properly? That's it. Have a great time.